But before turning to the commissioner, let me turn to our ranking member, Mr. Ryan, for his opening statement.
I thank the chairman, and I'm excited that we're having this hearing today because this is an issue that we're going to be talking about quite a bit in the days to come as we assemble our budget. We're talking about this over in the Ways and Means Committee as well. And as you can see, Commissioner, there's a lot of member interest here. First, I think it's important to note that the pro-growth tax policy and the tax relief that we've passed have helped to significantly increase the revenues that are now coming into the federal government. In fact, we have seen double-digit revenue growth for two consecutive years, the first time that this has happened since the 1980s. And again, through the first 4 months of fiscal year 2007, revenues are coming in at a rate of 9.8% over last year. So right along with our economy, revenues are continuing to grow at a robust rate. Clearly, our budget challenges are on the spending side rather than on the revenue side. But I understand that we are here to talk today about how we might close the so-called tax gap, or the difference between the amount of taxes owed and the amount actually collected to get even more revenue. This tax gap has proven extremely difficult to define. I've spent the last 6 years on the Ways and Means Committee looking at this issue, and it's tougher than it first seems. We're not really sure how big it is, and we really don't know whether closing it would actually bring in much additional revenue. But beyond that, we've got to ask ourselves whether or not it is worth it to significantly increase enforcement and to try and get after what we are calling the tax gap, because this could come with considerable costs. Back in the mid-1990s, if you remember the hearings that were occurring here at that time, Congress saw a parade of taxpayers complaining about how IRS enforcement tactics were violating their rights. To relieve this, Congress passed the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act. The IRS has come a long way since that time, and IRS Commissioner Everson is really to be commended for that progress. They've done a great job of developing a very respectful relationship with the American people, and clearly, that's something I'd imagine members on both sides of the aisle want to preserve and see continue. So I think we need to be extremely careful that we don't reverse that progress and force the IRS back into the time when the American taxpayers considered compliant enforcement methods an actual threat. Furthermore, I think there is great danger that if we significantly increase enforcement and paperwork requirements to try and close this gap, we could be placing a larger burden on those who can afford it least, on individuals and our small businesses who are struggling to compete in the global marketplace. Finally, I think it's also important to note that while we have very limited data on the so-called tax gap, we do know that more than 80% of the tax gap is thought to be a result of simple individual taxpayer error. So what we're really talking about is well-meaning Americans who misunderstand one or more portions of the federal government's 17,000-page tax code and 66,000 pages of accompanying regulations. As the Treasury Department concluded in its 2006 Comprehensive Strategy for Reducing the Tax Gap report, the fact is that most Americans simply don't understand how to calculate their taxes because our tax code is too complex. Trying to comply with the current tax code is also tremendously difficult and costly for small business owners. According to the Tax Foundation, the cost of tax code compliance has more than doubled in the past 10 years and was at $265 billion in 2005, placing a large drain on our economy. So clearly, the key to get after all these taxpayer errors is to first reform the IRS tax code. This would provide significant improvement in taxpayer compliance rates and get us as close as we'll ever be to closing the tax gap while avoiding adding immense new taxpayer burdens and returning to a pre-reform style IRS. I think if we really want to get at this, which we clearly do, we want people to pay the taxes that they owe. End of story. That's what the fair thing to do is. But the question is, do we do it with an army of IRS agents and more complexity to the tax code and make it more burdensome for those who can least afford it, like individuals and small businesses, especially when we have a challenge of global competition? Or do we clean the whole code up, reform the IRS code, and make it much easier for people to willingly and easily comply with the tax code? That seems to be, to me, the crux of this debate, and I hope that we can flesh that out as this hearing and others like it continue on. I thank the chairman. I yield back the balance of my time.